Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular cleanse on patient Tschetter, Tschetter, first name Lori, Lori, date of birth March 21, 1961, date of evaluation March 4, 2026, the chief complaint 64-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right hip replacement, the HBI. The patient is a 64-year-old female who reports an industrial injury dating to 2024 period. She is a radiation therapist who suffered a job-related injury during which she injured her back. She underwent conservative therapy but continued with pain involving the right hip, period. She was ultimately evaluated and per QME and told pain was coming from her hip as opposed to her back. Subsequent workup revealed multiple pathologies involving the hip, period. She was anticipated to have surgery, but EKG was noted to be abnormal. The patient was subsequently referred for cardiovascular clearance, period. She has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations. She has normal exercise tolerance, period. Now, past medical history includes one, anxiety, next number hypertension, next number diabetes, next number hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history, left hip replacement, next number hysterectomy, next number cholecystectomy, next number parathyroidectomy, next number left hand surgery, next number left elbow surgery. The medications, lisinopril 20 milligrams, one daily, levothyroxine, unknown dose daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, metformin 750 milligrams ER, 1 BID, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, vitamin D3 daily, dual softeners daily, NARCO 5/325 PRN. The allergies, penicillin results in anaphylaxis. Family history, father had congestive heart failure at age 91, otherwise unremarkable. Social history, she denies cigarettes, smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review systems. Genitourinary, she has history of urinary infection. Psychiatric, she has nervousness. The review system otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 137/79, pulse 82, respiratory rate 16, height 66 inches, weight 215.9 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness on abduction of the hip, period. There is tenderness on rotation. Data review, ECG demonstrate sinus rhythm 74 beats per minute. There is non-specific T-wave abnormality. The lab work, sodium 140, potassium 4.6, chloride 100, bicarb 31, BUN 23, creatinine 0.90, glucose 113, INR 1.0, white blood cell count 7.0, hemoglobin 13.8, platelets 675. Urinalysis, nitrite positive, and many bacteria noted. Leukocyte S-rays is 1+. The echocardiogram performed revealed normal LV function with ejection fraction 60 to 65%. No segmental wall motion abnormality is noted. The impression this is a 64-year-old female who sustained an industrial injury, period. She has multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease to include hypertension, diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, and age, period. However, she has no cardiovascular symptoms and exercises, previously exercised daily, period. Her echocardiogram reveals normal left ventricular function and the absence of segmental wall motion abnormality, period. The patient is felt to be clinically cleared for her procedure, period. Recommendation may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Wallington Ferguson.